22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's about empowerment. We're going to empower you tonight, and that's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about medicine's new drug-resistant weapon. Ooh, what is it? Well, you probably could guess. We're also going to have some other things to discuss with you, and we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Lifting this nation up in prayer, seeking the Lord's face, and I'm hitting the knees because time grows short. And today's devotional puts us in 2 Corinthians, Matthew, 2 Corinthians 4, Matthew 5, and Matthew 10. It said, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are already lost. And let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him I will confess before my Father which is in heaven." Yeah, you don't want to ever hear God or the Lord Jesus say, depart from me. I never knew you. Whoa, worst thing you could ever hear. Worst thing. So you want to seek the Lord's face, have a relationship, pray every day, and mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Where is this? This is Copenhagen. What's going on with the world, Frank? They're all going crazy. Copenhagen, Danish court, hearing an appeal case on a pandemic-linked conviction. So what this is Denmark's top court is hearing, heard today, an appeal on which it was asking to decide if coughing at someone while shouting corona constitutes a threatening behavior. This was a 20-year-old defendant in a case that he was arrested in March, and when the county was under that full coronavirus lockdown. And so he was supposedly subjected a police officer, according to prosecutors, with ruthless and thoughtless actions of coughing. He subsequently tested negative for COVID-19, the defendant did, but he was first acquitted in the local court, but he was later convicted of the offense in the higher court. So now the Supreme Court is trying to decide if they're going to convict this guy and put him in jail. Similar incidents of coughing at police were reported in Denmark last year, in which I think they got something like a jail term 3 to 5 months. So putting you in jail for coughing, detrimental stuff. If he tested negative, I don't know. Well, let's just move along, and last but not least in the quack report. Here's some research out of Dresden, Germany. It said apple a day keeps Alzheimer's away. That's what they're saying. They say an apple keeps the doctor away, but now they're saying it also fights dementia. This was an international study. They say that healthy fruits like apples will fuel your neuron cells in your brain and improve learning and memory. This was a corresponding author was Professor Gerd Kepperman from the German Center of Neurodegenerative Disease. He says the apples have vital compounds to maintain cognitive function. Positive effects on different parts of the body as well, he said, including your brain. High concentrations of polyphenols in your apple stimulate and generate your new neurons and process neurogenesis, according to the professor. And all these results did get published in the Journal of Stem Cell. So, apple a day, Frank. Well, I think, what did I report years ago? I said, you eat an apple a day, you lose 10 pounds in a year. Think about it. I'm not talking about apple pie. I'm talking about an apple in your hand. You know, the real fruit. God made it. Came right off the tree. It's not applesauce. It's not a pastry. It's a real apple. Crunch it in your mouth. Juicy. Well, organic ones are. So check them out if you can. Apple a day. Keeps Alzheimer's away, apparently. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to look at some of medicine's new research here on, a drug-resistant weapon. So, of course, you probably ascertained that by the term drug-resistant, we're going to talk about antibiotics. Well, we all know the history of antibiotics. In the 1940s, antibiotics were kind of in broad use. And science said we would never have to fear a bacterial infection again. Kind of reminds me of the claims of the White Line regarding the unsinkable Titanic. But so today we have the sweeping drug-resistant bacteria because of the overuse of antibiotics. So we're going to check out what scientific medicine is saying now about their new drug weapon. This is a Denmark study published February 2021. So researchers out of the University of Southern Denmark have stated that they think they have a new antibiotic that will fight the resistant strains of bacteria. So according to the research, the world is in a crisis with regards to having antibiotics that work against a bacterial infection. Everything's drug resistant. So it's true. Medicine is running out of options using drug combinations to kill life-threatening bacteria. and soon there will be no treatment. So this is a real threat, and it could be classified as a plague. Here is a quote from the lead professor, Poul Nielsen, Chemistry Department in Physics, University of Southern Denmark. He says, it's a huge societal problem and a crisis that we must solve. So the report is also pointing out that the animal husbandry area is also struggling in containing bacterial infections among livestock to keep them disease-free. So Professor Rall goes on to say, hospitals are also experiencing, with increasing regularity, bacterial infections and also infectious disease which cannot be controlled in patients. An example is surgical wound infections that become life-threatening even if the surgery was a success. So the way science is looking at this dilemma is to try to get ahead of the bacteria with a new development in an antibiotic, because if they don't, they say the bacteria is going to grow and grow and grow and out of hand. Well, Professor Nielsen goes on to say, resistance can develop very quickly, and it's essential that we are ready. Well, here's my common sense brain saying, well, I mean, it sounds like you're going to develop another antibiotic, and then it's just going to be drug resistant. So common sense is saying that the bacteria will become resistant even to this new antibiotic as they are used to treat the patients. Therefore, the new drugs there will buy them a little time, just as the sump pumps did on the Titanic, right? So what they do not consider is a more natural approach to defeating the resistant bacteria. And that's needed because the bacteria is not resistant to the natural medicinal herbs. Just isn't. All right, so let's look at the new wonder drug. What is it? Well, what the researchers are proposing is that the medicine forget about the traditional antibiotics, which are normally derived from a natural substance like some bacteria in dirt. No kidding. They would turn over rocks and moss and all kinds of slime, and they would look for things they could turn into an antibiotic. So instead, now they speculate that a chemical creation in the lab is needed, and they've made one. It's called pluriformutin. And this research did get published in the Journal of Medicinal Chemistry in February 2021. So the research team is stating that this new drug will slow any drug resistance to bacteria in the future. They also stated that it kills staph infection, pneumonia, and strep bacteria. So the drug has been tested on human cells in the lab, and now they're going to move to the next phase of drug testing, which is animal phase, and then on to the human clinical trials for approval. So one big challenge, though, that the research team at the university has is they need to get the research accepted for production by a drug company. However, this is just a university. This isn't the drug company sponsoring this. So they would need to show that the venture is financially lucrative. So drug companies today, well, they don't want to invest in antibiotics due to the rapid mutation of the bacteria becoming resistant, and then the drug is useless. So the other reason is that these drugs are only taken for a short time. They're not lifelong medications, but the lifelong medications is where your drug companies really make their money. So it's just not worth it to them to save lives with antibacterial drugs. So let's look at what the professor is saying. He goes on to say, Dr. Professor Nielsen, he said, the big pharmaceutical companies have the kind of money necessary, but they are traditionally not interested in this kind of task because they are not financially attractive. There is more money for the drug companies in chronically ill people on lifelong drugs. Well, let's look real quick at the list of drug-resistant bacteria that medicine is struggling with today. Now, this is not a complete list, but this is what's plaguing us. The MRSA, which is your methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, and this infection comes from your livestock like pigs, And it can cause a wound infection or abscess or impetigo. You've heard about that. Infections in your bones and joints, and also your, and it could cause blood poisoning or sepsis. The other one is called ESBL. It's called extended spectrum bacteria lactamase. Now, this is an enzyme that causes resistant intestinal bacteria from essentially, it comes from poultry. It can cause a lot of inflammation in the intestines, the bladder, a lot of inflammation in the pelvis area, the renal area of the kidneys, and also can produce blood poisoning as well. The other one is Clostridium difficile. This is an intestinal bacterium that causes diarrhea and is transmitted through a lot of fecal matter, and it forms these spores, which means that water, soap, and alcohol have no effect on it. And lastly, it's VRE, vancomycin-resistant enterococci, which is a bacteria. It's drug resistant to a wide range of antibiotics. It typically causes a lot of inflammation of the bladder, but it can also cause inflammation of the heart valve as well, causing endocarditis. So those are kind of the top ones they're seeing a lot about in hospitals. And they're just running out of drug cocktails. But here's some natural ways. They need to really open their horizons a little bit, because one herb that seems to destroy a lot of drug-resistant bacteria is garlic. You know that, Frank. It's good for viruses too, but it's just an herb that's very broad spectrum, and it's like the Tasmanian devil when it comes to killing bacterias. And so in lab tests on surfaces anywhere in the hospital, the garlic kicks the infection, the bacteria to the curb. That's right. So science really doesn't know which element in the garlic does this, or they would make a drug out of it already. Another herb that's very helpful is thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. Now, it has natural germicides in it, very good for bronchial bacterial infections. So if you want to know more about how you can use some herbal tools to save you from infections, either bacterial, viral, or fungal, then I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get their free product catalog. Their number's toll-free. You can call them at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And, of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget, they're in the middle of their Valentine's Day sale. So you'll save 25% off on orders of $50 or more. Use coupon code HEART21 on their website, over the phone, or on your order form when you go to mail it in. But get it postmarked by the 20th, because the sale ends on the 20th, and some restrictions do apply. So 25% off. And you know what, Frank? I was asked just today if they're going to have another sale. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if there's any holidays in March. Maybe there are. I don't know. But we'll just have to wait and see. But this is a good sale at 25% off, and I personally would go ahead and take advantage of it. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. And they do have many immune support herbs for bacterial infections. They have a pandemic kit, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, herbs for pets, so natural flea and tick stuff. I mean, it's amazing. People just aren't aware of some of the stuff that's available that's all natural without toxicity and side effects. So the power herbs, give them a call. All right, we're going to shift gears because we got a few minutes before our break happens. And we wanted to just take this moment because, you know, we just don't take a pause anymore in society. We just don't take breaks much. The days are so short now. They just run together. And people say, where does the time go? I don't have enough time. Well, if you get sick, it's important you remember to grab some time to rest. Because a lot of people, that's the problem. They don't rest enough when they're sick. Because society doesn't want you to rest. They want you back at work, back at school. So most people understand that getting enough rest really helps you to function better. Makes you also look younger, but also helps you to get over an infection faster. So the more rest you get, the less likely you will have things like dark circles under your eyes and, fatigue, and you won't give disease a foothold. So getting quality rest, though, kind of can be a little pesky little thing. Our heart, our brain, and our entire metabolism really rely on rest, just as we rely on food and water and oxygen. So we're going to take a look at how, you could speed up your healing process and boost your immune system when you get the right amount of rest. And, of course, you hear this from your doctor all the time. Go home, drink water, rest, blah, 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 blah. But people sometimes, they don't hear it. They hear it, but they don't hear it. What did you say, Frank? Yeah, right. Go to work. Frank's saying it's a good point. People are supposed to go to work and cough all over everybody. Well, in this culture, I guess they don't want you there, But rest does have its benefits. So when you get the right amount of rest, your brain is able to learn much more quickly the next day. You have better memory recall. A lot of physicians have harmed patients due to not stressing the sleep, getting the sleep. So getting good, consistent rest also influences our longevity. Now, if you're in a hospital, the only time I was really in the hospital was to have children, but you don't get any rest in a hospital. I worked in a hospital, but as a patient, the only time I was a patient in the hospital was when I had kids, in maternity ward, delivery. Typically there's too much noise in a hospital, and nurses coming in and out, taking your blood pressure every few hours. Where's the rest, right? But research is stating that if we cheat ourselves, and let's say we only get 5 or less hours of rest per night, it increases our risk of death, they're saying. So now we've been hearing, how modern medicine thinks many diseases are linked to an inflammatory condition. But research is pointing to sleep reduction as the likelihood of having inflammatory diseases like heart disease, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, and even premature aging. So the report also says that if you get more than 6 hours of rest every night, that's going to be needed in order for you to derail the inflammation risk. So that cutoff is 6 hours. So there's also seems to be this link between people that have a lot of insomnia or maybe sleep apnea and also blood pressure issues and heart conditions. They're all linked kind of together there. Now, in 2010, there was this study where there was this correlation made between C-reactive protein, heart attacks, and less than 6 hours of rest per day. So countless reports are saying sleep gets the credit for improving not only creativity, your concentration, scholastic aptitudes and grades and IQ. Rest also, if you don't get enough of it, lowers your aptitudes and increases your stress levels. So rest is key, right up there with oxygen, water, and food. Here is a quote from Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center, New York City. This is Dr. Raymond Jean. He's director of sleep medicine there. He says, many things that we take for granted are affected by sleep. Sleeping better equals living better. For instance, rest can reduce stress and help lower blood pressure. So your metabolism is reactive. So a lot of research is affirming that if we don't get adequate rest, we will sabotage our weight management efforts if you're trying to lose weight, for instance. Research from the team at University of Chicago found that when we rest, we lose more weight by about 56%. So sleep deprivation prevents fat weight loss. So if you're trying to lose fat in your weight loss, if you don't get sleep, you're kind of sabotaging that. You're creating instead of loss of muscle mass, not the fat part. Now, a lack of sleep affects our appetite, and we feel hungrier than normal. Dr. David Rappaport, a New York University, he's also at the Sleep Disorder Center. He says, sleep and your metabolism are controlled by the same sectors of the brain. And when you are sleepy, certain hormones go up into the blood, and those same hormones drive your appetite. Rest influences the electrical impulses in your brain. And we also found out recently, medicine did in 2015, that your thyroid produces the hormones the brain uses for sleeping. So you don't have sleep apnea and insomnia and some other things. So healthy thyroid is important. So how do you reverse the sleep deprivation? Well, according to one study that was in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, if you find you are lacking adequate sleep and you have a shortfall of sleep, you have to make up with it with a nap. So they found that you can reverse your negative effects of not getting enough sleep if you're less than 6 hours of sleep. If you take a short 30-minute nap, you can help circumvent that. So apparently the nap reduces the cellular stress on your body and will boost the immune system. Now, according to their report, just 30 minutes, a little snooze time, reverses the negative hormonal impact from the sleep deprivation and restores and resets your biomarkers that involve the neuroendocrine normal levels. So a mere 30-minute nap will increase these levels in men by 2.5 times, which will influence their stress, their heart function, their blood pressure, and their blood sugar. So catching up on sleep is definitely a necessity. So the research also mentions that a lack of rest reduces the interleukin 6 protein level that is linked to immune system's ability to fight your infections like viruses. So it affects your immune system if you're not getting enough sleep. And then, of course, you know, no surprise, if you don't get enough sleep, you're kind of cranky, a little irritable, got up on the wrong side of the bed, they say. So we already know that it's real important that the body, and particularly your brain, gets sleep. Lack of rest will affect your mood. And research is concluding that a habit of not getting enough rest and not taking naps to make up for the shortfall will lead to depression. So an area where more depression is evident is among workers that are engaged in shift work or the night shift folks. Now, according to this Harvard Medical School research, even caffeine and alcohol and energy drinks is really not helpful for anyone to cope with a shortfall of sleep time. So antidepressants use is now up 400% within the last 10 years. And so we're overstimulated with a lot of technology in this instant gratification type of world we're in. We find it difficult to rest. Overstimulation will stress our cells and enhances the aging process. Well, we got more on this, but we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, You want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663 or online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
And we're here talking about getting enough rest and how this kind of, you know, has a domino effect on your health. And even this neurosurgeon chimes in, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He says, artificial accelerated aging is America's hidden epidemic, he says. A recent work published in Work and Education, also a Gallup poll went over this. Some findings showed that 7 out of 10 get a sense of identity from their job. Okay, so this was slightly more significant for women than men. So who are you if you aren't at your job? If you schedule time to rest the same way that you schedule time to work or have other appointments, he says you may discover some new things about yourself. And Benjamin Franklin even said, he that can take rest is greater than he that can take cities. Well, it helps speed healing because the National Institutes of Health had published some studies on how sleep influences the immune system. So when you get rest, it influences your healing potential because it has a direct impact on the immune system cells. So if there's no disturbance in the normal sleep, in the normal wake cycles called your circadian system, you will have a strong immune system, they said. So the amount of rest that you get will influence the number of anti-inflammatory or cytokine cells or killer T cells that the immune system manufactures. Research is showing that rest impacts the immune system through the cells, but also science isn't completely sure how that's working. They do know that the normal sleep redistributes the killer T cells and the lymph nodes, so you have a balanced immune system protection. Also, getting adequate rest will impact the interaction or the communication between the different immune system cells that your body is making. So when your research, the research was carried out on all this, they're saying, in general, rest will affect the immune system, how it functions, and how it functions even when you're vaccinated. So it showed that adequate sleep improved immune system memory. And so your immune system likes it when you get the right amount of rest, because the rest is a key factor for it in regulating what medicine is calling immunological processes. Here is a quote from Dr. Eric Prather. He's with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, University of California. He says, our study reveals the clinical relevance and role that sleep has in how the immune system functions as a whole. So real important to get sleep. And, you know, it's really hard for people kind of shut off their brains now, Frank. You know, they're looking at these blue screens, TV screens, tablets, phones. It has a lot of impact on the neurological part of your brain that you call your eyeballs. And sometimes you just can't shut off. You can't power down, and people are like laying in bed, toss and turn. They can't get to sleep. So life has a rhythm to it, and we have to honor that. So what the research is telling us is that our metabolic functions of our bodies are all connected, and they're organized in rhythms. So when a rhythm is disrupted, it affects the other areas. So think of the body having many cellular clocks, and when one chimes and signals another clock to chime, but if it's off, well, then all the clocks get off. So when the clock doesn't chime, it's going to throw off a signal to the other clocks, creating this metabolic imbalance. So medicine recognizes that rest will create a synergistic action within your circadian system, that's your sleep cycle. And rest allows the body to exchange and share signals through hormones, neurotransmitters, and even proteins. Now, an important find that they found in regard to your body's defense is that the peak of your sleep cycle and also during your wake hours also will influence the immune system's capabilities to defend you. So again, the rhythm is established, and it was established by God. And when we have a disruption, it throws a monkey wrench into the whole thing. So, yeah, I don't know. Frank, do you get enough sleep, Frank? You know, I don't know, some people, you know, and then they say as you get older, you can't sleep very well. You know, the elderly are, you know, they don't sleep real good. Well, a lot of times there's an imbalance somewhere, and this is it. So all your cells of your body have power, but we have to look after this rhythm, this balance. So the moral of all this scientific research is that 8 to 10 hours of sleep is really necessary when we are healthy, and more sleep is required when we even get sick. So, you know, when you're sick, you want to sleep a lot because the body's working to heal you, and it takes a lot of energy to do that. So it makes really perfect sense that when we get sick, the body likes to take several naps per day, and it's using the circadian rhythm to assist the immune system in making more of the immune system cells. So the human body manufactures several different immune system cells depending on the type of infection you have. So the immune system may engage more than one type of a cell, offering an immune system more sophisticated capabilities, and they use the adaptive cells for a lot of these responses. So that's important. So therefore, one of the immune system cells is called the lymphocytes, and it offers an adaptive response for the immune system cells. And so let's say you got the flu this year, and then the next year you came in contact with another virus. Flu was similar but a little different. Well, your immune system remembers last year's flu bug and will take that antibody and adapt it for the new one. Now, the antigen cells the immune system makes will bring the lymphocytes in to adapt the antigen that is necessary for the new infection. The effector cells that the immune system makes, these are called the gladiators of all the cells. These are the ones that kill a lot of microbes and after the adaptive response is initiated. Now, you got to remember that we've talked many times about these cellular things and the clocks and the rhythms and the defense of your system. Well, your lymph nodes, your submucosal lymphoid tissue, and your spleen come in right together along with your immune system cells when you're sick. Okay, so they all work together in a system. And these tissues help carry out and purifying the blood and helping the immune systems to destroy the pathogens. So helping those immune system cells do their job. Now, let's look at some things that will disrupt your sleep, and hopefully you can avoid them. A lot of times medications a doctor may prescribe could be the culprit robbing you of sleep, like anything with a steroid in it. You know, they give you steroids for anti-inflammatory purposes, but it'll keep you awake. According to Professor Errol Feiking at Yale's University School of Medicine, we should investigate all factors that impact our sleep, including medications. And some of these drugs may reduce symptoms, but they also are messing up our rhythm of the body that depends on optimal function and our sleep. Now, the top 10 items that will pull you, will just yank the sleep out of you, won't allow you to rest. It kind of puts a snafu in your circadian cycle. Drugs like alpha blockers for blood pressure, and they also provide them for other things, but usually for blood pressure, alpha blockers, beta blockers, again for high blood pressure, arrhythmia, angina, migraines, tremors, glaucoma, those will keep you awake. Corticosteroids, we're talking about the steroids used for inflammation, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, allergies. Your SSRI antidepressants, they also will keep you up, as well as your ACE inhibitors for blood pressure and congestive heart failure. They will disrupt your sleep cycle. Angiotensin II receptor blockers. These are given for coronary artery diseases and heart failure. They'll keep you awake. Cholestase inhibitors. These really create a lot of memory loss, and they're prescribed for people. they're prescribed for memory loss for Alzheimer's people. And also H1 and antagonists, second generation antihistamines for allergies, they'll keep you awake. And I think a lot of the reason is your brain uses histamines, and when you take away the histamines, your brain doesn't function right. Glucosamine and chondroitin dietary supplements for joint pain and inflammation, they'll keep you awake. And also statin drugs for high cholesterol, they'll keep you awake. So look at what you're taking. Could be messing up your circadian sleep cycle. Let's see. This is from Professor Errol Feiking again, Epidemiological Division, Yale. He says, a lot of our findings not only unveil a novel direct molecular link between circadian rhythms and the immune system, but also open a new paradigm into biology of the overall immune system with important implications for the prevention and treatment of disease. Furthermore, patients in the ICU often have disturbed sleep patterns due to noise, nocturnal light exposure, and also their medications, and it will be important to investigate how these factors influence immune response. Yeah, so sleep's real important. Other influences, a lot of health experts are advising that you get regular exercise to help improve your sleep. And pretty clear that just a simple thing as not getting adequate rest is going to disrupt your neurotransmitters in your brain, your hormones, increase your risk of certain types of cancer even. And it can be easy for your body and your immune system to become confused from lack of rest and sleep, and you won't know if you should, you may even forget you took your drug. You may take too much of your drug. What is that going to do? Now, some people feel that they function just fine. I'm fine on 4, 5, or 6 hours of sleep. what they're not taking into account is it's going to catch up with them, and at a minimum, they're going to be also reducing the efficiency of their immune system by 12% or more. So they're not having a good day when that happens. So how can you improve your sleep, better sleep? Pace yourself. Get exercise in the morning. I say exercise in the morning. If you exercise in the evening, it'll just keep you up. I think it just energizes you and it keeps you up. But, you know, fit that half hour of exercise in every day, and that will help you sleep better and your brain function better. Also lifts your mood. Also remember just having a candy bar, let's say at 3 in the afternoon because you feel a little sluggish, that will suppress your immune system for 8 hours. The sugar is very detrimental. And if you add the lack of sleep to the sugar, you can easily catch a flu bug in a skinny minute, and then if you're not getting enough rest, you're going to be sick with a flu bug for days. I like to use a lot of broad-spectrum herbs to help the immune system sweep out a variety of pathogens you don't need. If you're looking for things for more targeted things like for pneumonia, bronchitis, there are certain herbs for that. And then if you just want a broad sweep of antivirals and bacterials, then there's herbs that do the broad sweep. So if you're looking at the pandemic kit that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, they have a combination of targeted and then broad sweep type of formulas. There's 8 in there. Very versatile pack. You can even learn how to reverse a vaccine with a couple of their formulas in there. So a very good. Another one that's really fabulous at nipping a lot of viral illnesses in the bud, especially, are the Three Amigos packs. They have the adult and children's versions. Those are just amazing. So if you feel a little under the weather, and you take one of their Three Amigos packs, within a couple hours you feel normal again. It just nips it. So great stuff there. They have some herbs to relax, things for anxiety, help you sleep better. Just wonderful things there for improving the circadian sleep cycle. Major problem is thyroid malfunction for problems with sleep and sleep apnea. So if thyroid's a problem, it's got to be balanced, and the way you balance your thyroid is through nutrition, not through drug chemistry and chemicals. It's through nutrition. So the thyroid is starving for natural iodine. It uses iodine to make the hormones. The brain uses the hormones for your sleep cycle and your breathing during sleep. So that's the domino effect there. So definitely look at the black walnut, the Siberian ginseng, and the mullein. It's their sleep apnea pack. It'll get that the thyroid back. Yes, if you have other issues with the thyroid, let's say goiter, definitely use the black walnut, the mullein, and Siberian ginseng, but you may have to use it in a longer time frame, and you may have to be more aggressive on your dose because you already have a goiter. So the powerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Of course, you can call them also internationally at 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Visit their website, The Power Herbs, ThePowerHerbs.com, and it puts the power back in your hands. And you can do what the white coats can't, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget, they're having their Valentine's Day sale, so save 25% on orders of $50 or more with coupon code HEART21. Restrictions do apply, and the sale ends on the 20th of February, so get if you haven't picked up what you need. All right, so let's see. We have a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some ancient diseases. You know, a lot of times we think of a lot of these diseases that they had in the ancient world as being extinct, eradicated by modern medicine. Well, a recent scare in California in the Indian Hills Elementary School involving 2 confirmed cases of leprosy, okay, has people wondering about other infectious diseases, if they're going to make a comeback. Well, the California Health Department has a form specifically for leprosy, and it lists six different types of leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease. There is a National Hansen's Leprosy Disease Program Lab, which has the test from these infected school children, and the official results will be released to their parents. And most Americans, well, they didn't know there was a leprosy lab in the United States. Well, yeah, as we're told, on the average in the United States, they found 200 leprosy cases a year in the U.S. on average. So there's also the National Hansen's Disease Leprosy Clinical Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And in this center, there's a team of physicians who consult and treat leprosy cases nationwide. So Dr. Jane Orient, chief of Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, has released a report titled Emerging Diseases, Protecting Your Family from Pandemics, Viral Threats, and Rogue Vaccines. So Dr. Orient has authored and also titled the book The Truth About Ebola. So the U.S. and the world have a situation where plagues are becoming, well, they're being poured out. So we're going to take a look at some of these, ancient plagues and see how we can protect ourselves. Now, according to Dr. Orent, she's a medical doctor with the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and she says, quote, some of the biggest threats facing us, ironically, are small, so small we can't even see them. Some of these invisible threats are emerging are the MARS, the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, Ebola, tuberculosis, and leprosy. So, So leprosy is back. It's here in the United States, and many don't want to believe it, but it is an ancient disease. It's mentioned in the Bible many times, kind of like scurvy, you know, that sailors used to get in the 1700s. But leprosy is a real and modern-day disease, and it's not just part of third-world countries. So the ancient Egyptians mentioned the disease in some medical scrolls dating to the writing of 1550 B.C., and the ancient people feared this contagious bacterial infection causing a lot of nervous system inflammation and often targeting the eyes, hands, and the feet. So the hidden danger of leprosy is that where is it a rarity, it can be difficult even to diagnose. So, you know, if it's not been around for a while, people may miss what it is. So the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services does a report. And they said it can be difficult for U.S. physicians to properly diagnose leprosy. The disease has not been as active in the United States and other countries where doctors readily recognize other diseases. So a delay in your diagnosis of leprosy can have some serious neurological consequences. And we've learned that leprosy is not limited to peripheral nerve injury and affects the brain, which is very devastating for children still in developmental years. Now, according to Outbreak News, leprosy in 2016 tripled in the state of Florida. And according to the Florida Department of Health, in Brevard County, they had 11 confirmed cases, and 12 other counties in Florida had one or two confirmed cases of leprosy. According to Dr. Lisa Nolan, Epidemic Intelligence Service of the CDC, she says it's a surprise to most people that leprosy is still in the United States. Doctors should be aware that leprosy is still present. It's rare, but it would be tragic if they miss a diagnosis of it. Yeah, it would be tragic. So, they put people on drugs for that. Scientific medicine, you know, boasts that leprosy is curable. A lot of multiple antibiotic drug therapies are used, which can easily cause the disease to mutate and be drug resistant, of course. And with leprosy, there is neurological damage causing disabilities and possibly deformities after the infection is gone. Research out of the University of Rio in Brazil found that after the disease is gone, the brain's neural impulses that reach the spinal cord that control movement are affected. The lead researcher, Dr. Claudia Vargas, discovered these residual effects with an MRI scan. And leprosy causes, she says, a weakness between the brain and the muscles, and this can deform also your hand muscles as well. So it really does affect the cordial motor area, according to her research. Now, what are the symptoms of leprosy? Skin lesions, Lesions will be raised or flat. Lesions will have a light pigment. Sensory loss where lesions occur. Immune system weaknesses, acute inflammation where the lesions are, neuritis and arthritis symptoms, edema, a lot of swelling, and loss of sensation and weakness in your hands and feet. So leprosy normally is transmitted from person to person through body fluids, typically saliva, nose emissions, like you sneeze or you cough. The bacterial infection will incubate for years, maybe 4 to 20 years. And this is why in the biblical times, people were so intense about washing and cleansing, a lot of baths everywhere. So prior to the immigration changes in the U.S., cases of leprosy occurred in people who traveled or lived abroad and came to the United States. So we have a situation where the illegal aliens tend to bring leprosy and other diseases into the United States. And many illegal immigrants have been dispersed to states like California and Florida where you're seeing a spike in these diseases. So it's really clear that those that harbor deadly disease are being allowed to come to the United States, and reports are trickling in that the states of New York, Georgia, Texas, Michigan, Alabama, and Hawaii are all reporting these diseases of tuberculosis and leprosy. Now, Chagas disease, also, and this is a Latin American parasite, flesh-eating fungi, scurvy, as well as a rise in measles and whooping cough and scarlet fever, polio, and bubonic plague are on the list. So the rise in these diseases points to the cause, which is the immigration issue here. And we also have witnessed that unprecedented processes where illegal immigrants are made into legal citizens really without the usual vetting process, and that's a problem. So how bad is the import of disease in the United States? Well, getting the hard numbers is kind of difficult, but these diseases have a pandemic potential. Ann Cochran, who is Refugee Resettlement Watch, says 2 years ago in 2014, the problem was that disease was coming into the United States not just through legal aliens, but also illegal aliens as well. Leprosy infection is 14 times higher for foreigners than those born in the United States. Cases of leprosy, she says, are rare in the U.S. However, due to the increases in immigrants from Mexico, India, Africa, and third world nations, there has been an increase in the number of reported leprosy cases. And the American Renaissance report concurs. This is U.S. Department of Health. Immigrants from countries with high incidence of leprosy or residents engaged in foreign travel to such areas can expose U.S. to disease like such as leprosy. So, you know, we haven't gotten rid of those ancient diseases. They're still around. And basically, the CDC is, telling you, they got a handle on their public health infectious disease. They leave it in their hands. They know what they're doing. Well, I like to put my defense in God's hands, and one of the things, the tools he tells us to use to help us in the body is his medicinal herbs from Genesis to Revelation here for the healing of the nations. So that's what I do. A lot of bacterial resistant fungi, viruses don't resist the action of your medicinal herbs that help your immune system fight infection and clear out the bacteria. So invest in some of those tools. Give Apothecary Herbs a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget they have their Valentine's Day sale. Details on the homepage. Save 25% off now through the 20th of February. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.